Want to continue the market conversation and the Fed conversation now with Andrew Sliman. He is Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager at Morgan Stanley Investment. Andrew, good to see you. I know you just heard what Brian and I were talking about. We do have a splintered Fed here when it comes to the timing of that tapering of the bond purchases. What do you think would make Wall Street happy? What would the timing of those of rolling back those bond purchases look like?
Well, I think what's really going on here is that Fed is doing a masterful job of leading us down the taper exhaustion path so that when they actually do taper, we'll be so exhausted talking about it, it won't cause the volatility in the market. And that's what I think they're really doing. I think they're going back and forth. At the end of the day, tapering just means they're buying fewer bonds than they used to, but they're still buying bonds. And so I think that's what's really going on. And I just, you know, I'm an equity manager. I'm not a Fed watcher. I think by the time they actually do something, the markets will be focused on other things, because I think they've done a very good job of slowly releasing this information into the markets. And that's a masterful way to not get any types of, you know, big corrections because of it.
All right, then let's speak about equities there, which is your bread and butter, Andrew. You said the word correction. A lot of people thought we might get a sizable one this summer. Do you think that we're going to see that 10% drop in equities anytime soon? And if so, what do you think the catalyst is going to be here?
Yeah, so this is, Alexis, this is, it's so fascinating. This business is so much about behavior, right? And I can tell you that we talk to, or my team, we talk to investors, we talk to advisors. And if I roll back the clock to last August, so August of 2020, and as you may recall, at the end of August, we had a 9% correction. We were getting a lot of calls from people saying, you know, I want to get out. This has been a great rally off the March low. We're going to have a COVID re-outbreak in the fall. And I think this is all up on hype. And, you know, I really want to trim some stocks. That's what happened last year. Okay. This year, the phone call we're getting consistently is, when is a correction coming? I have too much cash and I want to invest into the correction. So I think that's a major shift, is that investors want to buy weakness. They were nervous about any weakness last year to sell into. And so I don't think we're going to get much of a correction. Now, I got to tell you, we continue to get cash into our funds, and we've raised a little cash with the anticipation hope that if we get a pullback, we'll buy into it. But I don't think it's coming. I don't think we're going to have much of a correction. Historically, in a market that's this strong, you don't get much of a correction. You know, I listened to your talk. This is, again, another fascinating little lesson here. Your discussion about, you know, economic data and retail sales and consumer sentiment has been a little weak, which is certainly true. But then the stock market, all the reopening stocks, they rolled over in June. And the 10-year interest rates peaked in April. So the stock market and the bond market anticipated, which they always do, that lo and behold, the economy was going to be a little weaker this summer. So the key thing you have to think about as an equity investor is, don't react to this news. What's the next news to come this year? And I think it is that the economy is going to pick up steam again in later this fall. And stocks will start to reflect that at some point, you know, starting probably after Labor Day. It's just a time now where it's August. There's not a lot of, you know, not a lot of trading volume. And if we get a pullback, I would jump at it. I'd buy. And those would be the types of stocks I would buy. I'm not sure we're going to get.
All right. The market is definitely a forward-looking animal. Morgan Sliman of Morgan Stanley, Andrew Sliman, rather, of Morgan Stanley. Thanks so much for being with us.